This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. New York Attorney General Letitia James, she is definitely going after the NRA, and she's going to try to get the NRA dissolved, not penalized. She's not going to try to put people in jail. She's going to try to make it go away. The NRA is not going to exist in her world. And there's a little more to it. I'm being asked a question in the chat room about the MECTEC. Yes, I think the MECTEC would be very good with a G20. I do. Robert, I do indeed. Yes, sir, I would. Yes. Anyway, I reviewed a MECTEC the other day. You probably hear the ad playing here at Genesis Communications Network. Anyway, House Minority Whip Stephen Scalise, he got out there and said that the move is not about the NRA specifically, but an overall agenda to silence conservatives. This just happens to be a flavor that's in the way. He said this lady, the Attorney General of New York, has been trying to shut the NRA down since she came into office. She's literally trying to weaponize her office to waste taxpayer money to go after a political vendetta that she has had against the NRA. And she's made statements to that point long before there were any kind of allegations of wrongdoing. He was explaining this to Judge Jeanine Pirro on Fox News. But he continues, but here's an example of a prosecutor looking to put somebody away before they even see a crime, and she just wants to shut down the NRA. And that's not what taxpayer dollars are supposed to be used for. It's an abuse of her office. And then Congressman Jim Jordan, who appeared on Justice Along. And by the way, if the Republicans were to take the House, I wouldn't mind seeing Jordan or Scalise as the Speaker. Definitely not McCarthy. I don't want to see McCarthy. Anyway. He appeared on Justice alongside Scalise, said James's play is part of the same old playbook. He cited the 2012 election and the Democrats using the IRS to target conservatives. 2016, it was the Department of Justice that spied on the Trump campaign, and he was the president. He said, the only thing the left wants people to do is protest. They don't want you to go to church, they don't want you to go to work, they don't want you to go to school, and now they're trying to come after your Second Amendment liberties as well. The same old left. And according to Jordan, the gun control agenda is one of the reasons to make sure Trump is reelected in November. Now, Stephen Scalise was one of the guys that was shot in Alexandria. I think he was shot in the hip. Being shot in the hip is horrendous. It is a horrendous recovery. Yet he has done it, and he is still pro-Second Amendment, and good for him. He credited the officers with firearms for saving his lives and the lives of those on the field when that happened. He said his example is proof that people use firearms every single day to defend themselves and their loved ones. He said, I'm passionate about people's Second Amendment rights, and in fact, people with guns who saved my life and everybody else who was on that ball field, because it was just the gunman with a gun. And look, as Jim Jordan pointed out, the left has been wanting to take away our guns for a long time, but this isn't just about taking away our Second Amendment right, it's about targeting conservatives. He said, if there weren't people with guns there, I wouldn't be here, and neither would a lot of other people. And every day in America, people use guns to save their lives. He continued on, look, they wanted to fund the police, and think about what that means. If you're at your house, just you and your family, and there's no police around, or they defunded the police like cities like New York and Minneapolis are doing, if somebody comes to your house, who's there to protect you with you? It is you and your family with a gun. So we better fight to protect our Second Amendment rights and don't let the left take it away. Joe Biden wants to take our guns away, and he's letting these people run his agenda, which is a fact. That's an absolute fact. Gun control is a litmus test within the Democratic Party, and the Second Amendment in their eyes means that you are only allowed to have a musket unlike anything else. Everything else that's covered by the Bill of Rights, of course, has been allowed to modernize and come with the times, especially the First Amendment, because now we got laptops and tablets and all kinds of other stuff. And, you know, they don't have to worry about just writing their stuff on parchment with quill pens. Owning multiple firearms wouldn't exist in the Second Amendment world that the left would like for you to have, like for you to inhabit, rather. And having the ability to protect yourself would be a thing of the past, just like they're doing in Virginia that we talked about in the last segment. But this suit that they put together, I think, you know, she got a lot of attention with her announcement. This was sort of a spotlight moment for her. And forward-looking Democrats demanded to know whether she was trying to help get Trump elected, because this becomes a thing. And the NRA, which has gained 1,000 new members a day since the Defund the Police movement began, immediately filed a lawsuit against James, accusing her of defamation and seeking to squelch the organization's right to free speech. And in a very ponderous press conference, when James announced that she had filed a suit based upon her contention the NRA has for years been guilty of self-dealing and other illegal conduct, you know, it was quite the event. It was quite the look-at-me moment. And it's no secret, because she ran on it, like I said. So, she was interviewed in Ebony magazine, and she was asked this question: what is the most important issue you've heard from the prospective voters? President Trump and the threat to our democracy and our values. The fact that his policies have reversed all the progress that was made under Barack Obama and others. There's an issue of public corruption in New York State. I will seek to restore confidence and integrity in public service. The foreclosure crisis is not behind us. Student debt is a major issue. Healthcare is a challenge. Since they repealed the individual mandate, people are having a difficult time with programs and premiums that have increased and are oftentimes deciding to go without medicine because of the cost, resulting in premature death and gun violence. The NRA holds itself out as a charitable organization, but in fact it really is a terrorist organization. So that's out there on the table. Thanks for that, Letitia. I appreciate that. Everybody appreciates that one. The NRA issued a statement in retaliation to this. Wayne LaPierre was actually the one. He said, this was a baseless, premeditated attack on our organization and the Second Amendment freedoms it fights to defend. You could have set your watch by it. The investigation was going to reach its crescendo. Then they filed a defamation suit against James individually for calling the NRA a criminal enterprise and a terrorist organization. And they accused James of violating the NRA's First Amendment rights. And the timing is obvious here. The NRA is getting ready to go into full-on campaign mode. They still have money, despite, you know, what some people are saying that they were going to spend on this. And the NRA vowed to spend tens of millions of dollars to help Trump win some battleground states. And with that usual flair, Trump spelled out what would happen if James' suit were to succeed. So, thanks to the fundraising boost the Black Lives Matter movement created, the NRA's coffers are well set for the fight. Yeah, they've been fundraising on this for a little bit. So, and if Twitter is any measure of general opinion, while the leftists applaud the suit, those who cherish the Second Amendment are planning to show their approval by digging into their pocketbooks and sending money to the NRA. And the Democrats, in the meantime, the ones that actually put some strategy together when they're trying to do things and they're trying to win elections, which is becoming more and more difficult for them to do in a lot of cases, they're horrified by this. This because, you know, now it appears that Trump is for law and order and the Democrats are not for law and order. And most everybody in the United States is for law and order. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what's going to happen with this as it begins to unfold. Because it will unfold. And it's going to be years before this is ever decided. So, I mean, the NRA is going to still do what they were going to do. And all they've done is, in a lot of cases, this suit, which does have a lot of things in it that might be legitimate, is going to be overshadowed by this election for a little bit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go!
SEZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. SEZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Roughly a week ago, Oregon's left-wing governor tweeted an announcement that the federal law enforcement officers, whom she called an occupying force that brought violence, would be withdrawing from Portland. It'll be interesting to see where they go and if they take violence there today. You know, they take violence there when they wherever they go next. But She wrote, "Our local Oregon State Police officers will be downtown to protect Oregonians' right to free speech and keep the peace," adding that the time has come for bold action to reform police practices. And nothing in her online statement placed any blame on the violent extremists who'd been rioting for every day for two consecutive months, destroying property, committing arson, and assaulting officers. And here was her blame law enforcement. First spin coming on Twitter. "After my discussions with VP Pence and others, the federal government has agreed to withdraw federal officers from Portland. They have acted as our occupying force and brought violence. Starting tomorrow, all Customs and Border Protection and ICE officers will leave downtown Portland." Then she goes from the Oregon Gov Brown. "Our local Oregon State Police officers will be downtown, and they want to center the Black Lives Matter movement's demands for racial justice and police accountability. It's time for bold action to reform police practices." Now, the Department of Homeland Security, and I don't know why they felt the need to say this, simply because I would have gotten out there and said, I would have said a lot more than what they said, but they said that Governor Brown was exaggerating what was actually happening. In reality, DHS and the other federal agencies said they would continue to maintain our current augmented federal law enforcement personnel in Portland until we are assured the Hatfield Federal Courthouse and other federal properties will no longer be attacked and that the seat of justice in Portland will remain secure. But it is true that a deal was struck and the posture changed. Wolf also said in the statement that he and Brown had agreed to a plan to end the violence in Portland that includes a robust presence of Oregon State Police in downtown Portland. He said the breakthrough in achieving the agreement was that the governor reached out and asked later to clarify the deal that had been reached. Wolf told NBC News that the federal government has agreed to be phased to a phased withdrawal of federal officers from Portland beginning Thursday of last week. Viola. A phased withdrawal of federal officers, whom the Oregon Democrats have cast as the true villains and the violence-provoking force in the weeks-long melee. So, here we are a week later, after the local officials claim to have resolved the problem. And we get this from the Oregonian. "Portland police declared a riot Wednesday for the second night in a row and used tear gas to disperse protesters gathered outside a southwest Portland police precinct. The demonstration reiterated the growing divide among Portlanders who protested police violence every night since late May. Confrontations between police and protesters have shifted from downtown, the historic heart of the demonstrations, to police buildings across the city, where a faction of protesters now gather every night." Downtown, protests have not drawn a large-scale police response since July 29th, the final day federal officers commanded security of the federal courthouse. Many protesters have shifted from downtown to police buildings elsewhere. In recent nights, demonstrators have converged in front of the 2nd East Side Precinct and the police union building where protesters and Portland police clashed Tuesday. The precinct is in a residential area surrounded by apartments. An Oregonian Oregon Live journalist saw someone point green lasers at a security camera. People also spray-painted the cameras and a glass door in the front of the building. Police said one person was seen trying to tear down a camera. Most of the windows have been covered with plywood, and the demonstrators tore down some of the boards. People did not leave after police issued the warning. The size of the crowd increased. Most people chanted as a few people started taking down plywood from the building, exposing glass windows and a door. Some people pushed dumpsters to form barricades in the street. At this point, police called the gathering unlawful at 9:45 p.m. and told police or people to leave immediately. Several people wearing yellow T-shirts formed a line and linked arms at the south end of the street. The yellow T-shirts are a uniform of protesters who identify as mothers, and they repeated "Black Lives Matter" near the entrance of the building. Someone used a metal tool to repeatedly hit the glass window. Police said demonstrators cracked glass doors at the precinct. Someone soon started a fire in a trash can next to the entrance. About 9:55 p.m., police declared the gathering a riot. That doesn't sound like they solved anything to me. The rioters are still rioting. And they're picking new locations. And in other places that you're not hearing about, the news is not talking about this. Some of these rioters are going out there and they're trying to go into the suburbs where they're getting their clocks cleaned. But that's another story. I'm going to have to gather some data on that for you. when the federal courthouse became less politically advantageous, it became more boring to attack. And their fresh targets are police stations in residential neighborhoods. Residents of Portland, enjoy. Oh, and the yellow-shirted moms, which is an obvious PR manipulation swooned over by the media, are still at it. And I'm almost certain the Trump administration, somehow or another, is to blame for all of this. I am almost certain of that. But the Oregon and the National Democrats may need some time to workshop their revised talking points. Or maybe they'll just walk out of the room rather than acknowledge reality by condemning and rejecting a violent element of their base. Is this going to become an electoral problem for the Democrats? Well, I believe it is. In Kentucky, Mitch McConnell is leaning on into the issue in an effort to bury his lefty opponent, who was already struggling. Meanwhile, as crime spikes in New York City, you're hearing other kinds of, like on Twitter, terribly sad story. Two young, idealistic lawyers got wrapped up in the BLM protest movement. In a moment of madness, they threw a Molotov cocktail into an abandoned police car and burned it. Now they face a minimum 35 years in a federal prison. They're victims, don't you get it? So what if they took a Molotov cocktail and they threw it into a police car and burned it down? That would be a crime if you and I did it, but these two people are young. They've got their whole lives ahead of them, and it's about to be obliterated because they decided to act. It was a mistake. I know it was a mistake, but they decided to act a little bit like terrorists. So I'm not really interested in piling on the random lawyer who tweeted that particular thing, but the sympathizers and the defenders of violence will surely make a similar plea for leniency for these pair who firebombed the police car. And this guy that put out that first tweet that I mentioned, he also likened this to like being drunk and mooning the crowd. Well, right now there's a Gallup poll out there saying that a massive majority of black Americans say they like to see the same or greater levels of police presence in their neighborhoods. No longer a Black Lives Matter movement problem. I guess. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden named California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, picking the former Democratic primary opponent to be the first African-American woman nominated for vice president by a major party. The Labor Department expects enhanced unemployment checks to go out in roughly 2 weeks. That's according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. As far as how much to be expecting, it will vary by state, but Kudlow says
the baseline of unemployment benefits from states is roughly $400, okay, per person per week. That's the median. On top of that, the federal government is going to put in $300, so that will give the benefit overall of $700.
Kudlow making those comments on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News. Folks in Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin are still cleaning up after a dangerous storm moved through the area on Monday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
A huge windstorm called a derecho blasted across the Midwest yesterday, knocking out power and leaving behind a trail of damage. It blew up in eastern Nebraska, spreading all the way to Ohio.
Grocery stores now on the West Coast are recalling onions that could contain salmonella amid an outbreak of bacteria that sickened over 600 people in 43 states. Progressive Produce is recalling red and yellow onions sold on the West Coast in Trader Joe's in Arizona, California, and Utah. The FDA also saying to only eat cooked onions, as there may be bacteria nationwide sold by retailers such as Giant Eagle, Walmart, and Kroger. The presidents of the Big Ten universities and Pac-12 universities are voting to delay the start of the college football season due to the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Lock and Load. Do you remember how Donald Trump was basically destroyed just a couple of weeks ago? You remember that? Grandpa Badfinger was riding high and hard and heavy in the basement. He was conquering all. Nobody could beat Badfinger. The GOP is going to be destroyed come this November. All the smart people of smartness who make up the leftist blue check Twitter tweeted it, so it had to be true. Good times, right? And then last week it all changed. It became a 180-degree turn on a dime. And as Joe Biden stomped on his Pelosi. And now it's beginning to look good for Trump and the Republicans again. And while there will be twists and turns, and while we don't necessarily need to get too overly confident about this, the victory most of us patriots expect is coming clearly into focus as Biden becomes clearly more unfocused. And he really... sort of stepped into it today when he decided that it was going to be Kamala. Kamala, Willie Brown, Sidechick Harris, yeah. The polls have improved not just for Trump, but for the Republicans running down ticket, too. And not that we should put a great store in the polls. The polls, I still don't trust the polls. Keep in mind, polls are literally the only indicator showing Biden the Dems were winning, though. There was never any basis to this in reality. Look around you. Do you see any Biden signs anywhere? I haven't seen one anywhere. I've seen a couple of guys trying to unseat, one guy trying to unseat Lindsey Graham. And there aren't any Trump signs either, but then that would invite a hassle. Now, Biden billboard would presumably invite some hosannas for wokeness, and yet... only a single strange-o has one, and the guy we all suspect is eating the cats that go missing, that's the one who has it. But the polls, we're told, indicate Trump's doomed. And of course, you could have said that in 2016 too, and you just could have asked Pantsuit about how that went if you can catch up between the goblets of the screw top Trader Joe's Chardonnay. You hear from such unimpeachable sources as Human Potato employing CNN that Trump is down 15 points, and you wonder where all those people who switched from voting patriot to voting squad minion are. Have you met one? I haven't met one. And I'm out here virtually just, you know, shamelessly. I've got ads going on Facebook, and I've got ads going on YouTube. I mean, I've got all kinds of stuff going on. I still haven't met anybody. I've interacted with a lot of people. I've met a lot of people who said, yeah, I did vote for him last time because Trump's tweets make me sad as I'm kind of soft, but I can't vote for the communist Trojan donkey. And then there's a number of people who said, yeah, I voted for Trump and love his conservative achievements, but he's mean to dumb people on Twitter, so I have to vote for Charlie Un-McCarthyite. That, I haven't met anybody like that. And, you know, the number of conservative successes achieved by the insufferable Never Trump Frito-cons in the two decades before Trump came along and broke and humiliated them, well, that was none. So, where are all the vote switchers? And where are all the conservatives picking up the phone during dinner and saying, why, yes, I'm delighted to talk to you as my ribeye chills, total stranger, and yes, I strongly support the guy that the cultural elite considers to be literally Hitler. It's probably the same people that answer the phone and say, no, I don't have any guns. Well, I used to have one, but it fell out of my canoe when it flipped over in the river. We talk about the silent majority and the shy Trump voter, but it's more like the kiss my Schumer, you'll find out what I think in November, jerk voter. But it's not just that a few of us answer polls. It's that there's no reason to believe the polls aren't rigged. Now, am I contending that the polls are consciously manipulated by media outlets and others to artificially depress Trump's popularity in order to demoralize conservatives and keep them from voting because it's a lost cause? Yeah, you bet. The media lies about things right in front of us. Like peaceful protesters, anyone? How's that working for you? So what's stopping them from lying about things that are already opaque, like poll results? You know, oh well, we'll gladly invent a Russian conspiracy theory out of the whole cloth and cheerlead people being imprisoned and an election being overturned so our political allies can retake power. But we draw the line at tweaking poll numbers. I've got my principles, damn it. Is that what we believe they're saying? I mean, I don't believe they're saying that. Except now that the polls are tightening, which seems likely to be the pollsters trying to close it up a little, so they won't look so amazingly stupid yet again when Trump romps to an upset victory. And besides polls, nothing foretells a Democrat win. Nothing. There's no data point that helps them. The rusty crustacean spent last week uttering gaffe after gaffe. He asked the reporter, are you a junkie? And he still dwells in his own dungeon. He's not. He doesn't plan on going to his own convention. And he's going to try not to debate. And if any of that changes, he's not going to suddenly turn into this smooth, coherent intellectual force that he used to be way back never. It's just not going to happen. Then there's the enthusiasm gap that's even wider than the yawning chasm between Bill Kristol's self-image and his own reality, which is hell. Trump voters are willing to crawl over broken glass to vote for the Donald, and savvy Democrats are looking for broken glass to slash their wrist because they know their addled nominee is this senile old weirdo on an express train to McGovernville. Who exactly are the people saying, I'm really excited by the dynamic possibilities of a Joe Biden presidency? Possibly the marketing guys that Insure and Depends. And who exactly is jazzed by the very limited range of deep options that his handlers have given themselves? And now that he's picked Kamala Harris, well, okay, that was the one exciting thing about the Biden presidency. And he picked Willie Brown's side chick. I I really wanted him to pick Stacey Abrams. I mean, I would love to know what her claim to fame is. Someone asked me the other day about her, and I was like, well, she did lose the governor's race, but, I mean, I don't know what she held before that. Look at the positions Biden and the rest of the Democrats are locked into by people like AOC and that other commie who probably married her brother. Trump is opening up the economy and the schools. He is the president for law and order, and the Democrats are for permanent mouth thongs. It's also clear the people standing in the way of extended unemployment benefits are Pelosi and Schumer, and the president has gone out there and said, well, I'm going to do something for the people. You want to fight me on that one? Gosh, that was a good trap. I wish I'd designed that myself. That was a good trap. Then there's China and the freeloading NATO bums, and Trump is hard and Biden is soft on this. Ditto on those peaceful protesters setting fires and attacking cops and illegal aliens and tech robber barons and on Big Pharma. Mark my words. When Trump wins, he's going to go after Big Tech. Mark my words on that. He's going to go after Big Tech. And he's going to create a field they didn't want to be a part of. And then there's the defunding the police or reimagining the police. And what a lot of voters in the inner city want is they want to reimagine having more police. So don't forget all these lessons going on in front of us. And, you know, if you want to, this is the time for you to lock and load and get ready to vote. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community.
If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Time on the firing line. Gosh, I got the busy throat. Excuse me. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. One of the points I've been trying to make to anybody out there that will listen is that the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter insanity we're seeing is a purely leftist phenomenon. This leftism is not just because of the obvious fact that the activists are leftists. It's also because the cities that host their often theatrical violence are also leftist. And the truth is that over the last 2 months, most American cities and towns have been peaceful and most Americans are hostile to this street theater. I've also been arguing that having their spirits battered by the 1-2 punch of arguably unnecessary lockdowns and the attacks on the Democrat-run cities, Americans are beginning to have had enough, and now they're starting to come back. They're starting to look at countering in certain places. And the latest resurgence of the American spirit took place in Fort Collins, Colorado. Now, although some of the facts around this event are contested, there are a few things clear. On Saturday, hundreds of people attended a Back to Blue rally to support their local police. Black-clad people whose clothes identified them as Antifa showed up as a counter-protest. Their presence did not sit well with some of the attendees at the pro-police rally. So a video emerged showing a Back to Blue contingent slow-marching the Antifa crowd out of the neighborhood, which I have watched. And as the Back the Blues marched forward, the Antifa members were walking backward. It was actually quite the stately little dance, if you will. One member of the Back the Blue contingent used a wheelchair. That matters, because that will come up later. As the walk continues, the Back the Blues are not violent, but they are angry, accusing the Antifa horde of both being disrespectful to veterans and being communists. Significantly, no Back the Blues are making racist comments, and their anger is entirely about their disdain for the counter-protesters' political ideology. At a certain point, this weird dance turns off of the road where they've been walking all this time and onto a grass-lined pathway. And the man filming turns the camera to himself, a la vlog style, to explain what's going on. So we're currently marching the Antifa commie bad boys out of the neighborhood because nobody wants Antifa in the neighborhood. And then the camera swings back to the slow march. And someone now has a bullhorn and hollers, "Bye-bye, commie scum. Bye-bye, go home." Once again, not about race. And then something happened. The Back to Blues later said that one of the Antifa people attacked the man in the wheelchair. And we can't see this happen in the video. But we hear a man say, I'm good, but he may have been good, but whatever happened off camera triggered a fight with men tumbling into a ditch along the side of the pathway. And at this point, it becomes a brawl. And three things are immediately apparent as you watch the brawl open up. The Back to Blues are reminding each other that no weapons are allowed. At least one member of the Antifa crowd has a knife, and the Antifa crowd is no match for some angry patriots. So then a second video picks up the story as the fight is breaking up. And this time we see an empty wheelchair by the ditch and several Back to Blues helping someone back into the chair. Then the police arrive, and they head straight for Antifa. And at least one and possibly two of the Antifa members try to escape arrest by violently fighting the police. Speaking of the person who chose to fight police, a woman can be heard saying, "That guy's jacked up," while the person filming the video asks, "What's that guy on?" And this meshes with rumors that a lot of the Antifa violence results from pre-riot drug use that amps up their aggression and raises their pain threshold. Fort Collins isn't the only fighting back going on. The Daily Mail has a big photo spread showing hundreds of people walking through Beverly Hills for a MAGA hashtag walkaway rally. And if you look at the pictures, you'll see that the crowd is more racially diverse than the average leftist rally. And it's also a crowd that's having fun and is peaceful. And we come to this. People are fed up with the left. They're getting their spirits back. And they're remembering the American standard for one nation, under God, indivisible, and the liberty for justice for all. But on this one, I'll also give word, you know, I'll give props to Mike Tyson. I've used one of his memes before. And I really liked it because Mike Tyson got out there and said, "Social media made all of you way too comfortable with disrespecting people and not getting punched in the face for it." Now, President Trump has labeled these protesters anarchists, and he is correct. They stream through the streets and break windows and bash cars and set fires and block highways and occupy city blocks, beat up innocent bystanders, and disobey and attack the police. And that's not the behavior of peaceful protesters who are only out to express their opinion. It's the work of anarchists bent on destruction. The question is, who's behind this behavior? Is the violence purposeful? Is it an effort to defund police or influence this year's presidential election or bring about a coup at the local, state, or even national level? Or is it just violence for the sake of violence? And it's impossible to get inside the heads of these individual protesters. And most of these people are not really very articulate. They can't get beyond chanting three words. So you have to infer a motive based upon their actions. Item number one is that violent protesters have no interest in legitimate protest. They seized on the death of George Floyd and other grievances as an excuse to be violent. And they are not peaceful. They are instigating violence by attacking the police and destroying property. And at the center of their thinking is violence itself. That mindset is the very definition of anarchy. Anarchy is derived from the Greek word anarchos, which means having no ruler. And in the absence of all authority, the anarchists can do what they like. They can burn and loot and kill and rape. They hate authority, so their particular target is the police and all others associated with anarchy. Or authority, excuse me. Even friendlies like the Portland mayor, Ted Wheeler, are despised because of the positions they hold. Photographs of Antifa protesters show groups of black-clad, helmeted youths carrying communist-era flags and wearing backpacks filled with projectiles and other weapons. They carry signs supporting Black Lives Matter and other causes, but the more radical protesters don't even carry signs. They've come for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to be violent. And the end is not the mature goal of racial reconciliation. But they're looking for greater division. They want a race war. They're trying to make it happen. From what we've seen of Antifa's actions, the word motive itself is sort of rational to describe their behavior, which is closer to that of a 4-year-old thrashing around and pounding his fist because he wants to. That sort of tantrum is, I believe, the real motive behind the actions of today's anarchists. And it would be better if media commentators labeled the protesters as exactly what they are. And in the midst of the Portland violence, Joe Biden was attacking President Trump, who he said is determined to sow chaos and division. Could have sworn it was the protesters doing that. But then again, it came from Joe. So, like I said, Joe doesn't know where he's at. And they're using old, worn-out phrases. Stormtrooper, Nazi. None of them, including Biden, who calls the looters peaceful protesters, criticized Antifa. We get it. We get it. And soon you guys will get it. But that's coming up in November. So, there's no reason to not fight back. As a matter of fact, all we have are reasons to fight back. Hey, I'm going to be back in 21 hours in between now and then. I would really like it if you would remember this, please. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.